You're going to listen to Lucy speaking about her university course. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below, then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, complete the sentences 1 to 8 using a maximum of 4 words. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
I decided to study interior design because I have always enjoyed making a room more fun. As a child, I would regularly rearrange my bedroom furniture, and I was always thrilled when my parents agreed to let me repaint my room. 2 years ago, I bought a house that required total renovation, and I wanted to learn more about interior design to help me renovate my house. I work full-time in marketing, so I chose to study interior design as an online course. This meant I needed to fit my studying into the evenings and weekends. I was very excited to begin studying my first module, which was about the history of interior design. One of my favorite eras of design is Art Deco because of its glamour and extravagance. I love the shapes and colors of this era, including deep, rich greens and lots of gold embellishment. For the second module of my course, we focused on colour schemes. This included studying the colour wheel and learning which colours go well together and how to change the perception of a room by using colour. This includes using light colours to help a room look larger or darker colours to help a room feel more cosy. For the third module, we studied how to create sample boards. Sample boards can be created digitally or physically. In the fourth module, we learned how to do technical drawings. This included learning how to draw at scale and learning how to do floor plans of a room. I found this module quite difficult as it required a very high level of accuracy. The fifth module covered lighting schemes. Lighting is one of the most important elements of interior design, and it's very important to consider how a space will be lit before choosing furniture and accessories. The final module was a project. This was an opportunity for me to bring together everything I had learned over the last year of studying. The task was to redesign a bedroom in a Victorian house. The client wanted lots of storage space for their clothes, as well as a desk because they work from home for much of the week. I was quite nervous when I received the design brief, but once I got started, I really enjoyed creating different designs for my fictional client. My final project received full marks, and my tutor said that I have a very good eye for pulling a scheme together, which made me really happy. Now that my course is finished, I'm continuing to explore my passion in interior design by helping friends and family improve their homes. I'm also hoping to take a course in software used by architects and interior designers. In addition to this, I am using my marketing skills to build a website so that I can start a small business in interior design. I decided to study interior design because I have always enjoyed making a room more fun. As a child, I would regularly rearrange my bedroom furniture, and I was always thrilled when my parents agreed to let me repaint my room. 2 years ago, I bought a house that required total renovation, and I wanted to learn more about interior design to help me renovate my house. I work full-time in marketing, so I chose to study interior design as an online course. This meant I needed to fit my studying into the evenings and weekends. I was very excited to begin studying my first module, which was about the history of interior design. One of my favourite eras of design is Art Deco because of its glamour and extravagance. I love the shapes and colours of this era, including deep, rich greens and lots of gold embellishment. For the second module of my course, we focused on colour schemes. This included studying the colour wheel and learning which colours go well together and how to change the perception of a room by using colour. This includes using light colours to help a room look larger or darker colours to help a room feel more cosy. For the third module, we studied how to create sample boards. Sample boards can be created digitally or physically. In the fourth module, we learned how to do technical drawings. This included learning how to draw at scale and learning how to do floor plans of a room. I found this module quite difficult, as it required a very high level of accuracy. The fifth module covered lighting schemes. Lighting is one of the most important elements of interior design, and it's very important to consider how a space will be lit before choosing furniture and accessories. The final module was a project. This was an opportunity for me to bring together everything I had learned over the last year of studying. The task was to redesign a bedroom in a Victorian house. The client wanted lots of storage space for their clothes, as well as a desk because they work from home for much of the week. I was quite nervous when I received the design brief, but once I got started, I really enjoyed creating different designs for my fictional client. My final project received full marks, and my tutor said that I have a very good eye for pulling a scheme together, which made me really happy. Now that my course is finished, I'm continuing to explore my passion in interior design by helping friends and family improve their homes. I'm also hoping to take a course in software used by architects and interior designers. In addition to this, I am using my marketing skills to build a website so that I can start a small business in interior design.